Leading the news this morning, Labor MPs are questioning the Prime Minister's judgment after she decided to appear in a Four Corners report about the leadership coup. In an interview with the program, Julia Gillard denied she'd been plotting to overthrow Kevin Rudd weeks before it happened. In the latest news poll, opposition leader Tony Abbott has overtaken Julia Gillard as preferred Prime Minister. In other news, the United Nations Human Rights Chief has blamed the Security Council's failure to act against Syria for the escalating violence there. Navi Pillay says the failure to pass a resolution on Syria has emboldened the regime to step up its assault on the city of Homs. Pakistan's Supreme Court has charged Prime Minister Yousuf Raza Gilani with contempt. Mr. Gilani is accused of disobeying a court order to reopen corruption cases against the country's president. He's pleaded not guilty, but he could lose his job and be sent to jail if convicted. The federal government and the Greens have attacked the major banks for cutting jobs and hiking interest rates. The ANZ will axe 1,000 jobs over the next 4 months. The Commonwealth and National Australia banks have joined Westpac and the ANZ in lifting their interest rates. Greens MP Adam Band is calling for tougher bank regulations. Savage storms have battered parts of Sydney and the Hunter region. Large hailstones blanketed the Blue Mountains west of Sydney. They caused the roof at a sports centre in Katoomba to collapse and several homes were damaged. The State Emergency Service received more than 100 calls for help.